Last day.
Not for the Earth.
No.
It's not the end of days, we hope.
Well, no, but it's Bill Left.
Although there's been
Wendy
plenty
Snyder.
Of indications that we're heading in that direction.
Yeah, I know.
So, hi, everybody. It is. It's what Wendy said is absolutely true. It's us. This is our last day up here on the seventh floor of the WGN Tower, the Tribune Tower. And we have a mystery here in the studio, which is exciting.
Oh, it's not exciting. I can't believe I forgot to tell you the most major neighborhood watch that I did over the weekend.
What happened?
I'm going to save it for tomorrow's show.
Yeah?
That's how important this is.
Something
I gotta
big.
Get it out. Oh, my God. I am the new Mrs. Kravitz. Let's just say that. And now another and tune into the show tomorrow at 10 a.m. because I got to tell you about that. I'm so proud of myself being Miss Neighborhood Watch.
Wow.
But now there's another strange situation. There is an unattended backpack.
Yes.
Backpack.
That we thought was Judy Pilak's, but the characteristics of a Judy Pilak backpack do not match these. For instance, this one appears to be new, and Judy would go to a thrift store and buy one from the 1940s.
It doesn't look new. And it looks hippie-like, which could very well be Judy Pilak.
But the phone went off while ago, and it did the theme song from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, which I don't think would be Judy Pilak's ringer, would
it? No. Nick DiGilio, maybe. Does he have a funky backpack? And that's not personal.
I don't even want to think about it.
Okay, so, yes. So it rang, and it was the theme to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
That's what the phone said.
Right, but it happened just as Jasmine was opening up the backpack to see whose backpack it was, and she said there's a knife in there, and then the phone went off.
Right. Very mysterious.
I don't know what's going on today. Maybe it's just because it's Monday.
Yeah.
Somebody's trying to hurt us.
No one's trying to hurt us. And the news department is at the other office. We're not sure if Judy's coming here at 12:30. So we assumed it was hers, but then Encyclopedia Brown, a.k.a. me, said, I have her number. Why don't I call it and see if it rings?
Mm-hmm.
I called her phone. No good, bad, the
Nothing.
Ugly. Nothing. Silent. It's not her phone. I don't know what to think.
Whose could it be? I'm trying to think of who else would be
who
up here.
Who can it be now?
Who can it be knocking at our door? Go away. Don't come around here no more.
Boy, you're doing everything.
Thank you. It's worthy of that. Worthy of that.
Or maybe...
The scream.
The Wilhelm scream, I don't even know why I have.
The Wilhelm scream.
Is it Wilhelm's?
It could be. It could be. Baseball great Hoyt Wilhelm, Wendy? Was he up in the studio? Did he leave a backpack? We don't know.
No, but Hoyt's a great name. There's Hoyt Axton.
Yeah.
Famous Hoyts for 20, Alex.
Yeah. All right. So we'll figure it out at some point. Now, this is strange, but you mentioned something downstairs that happened over the weekend that was all over the internet, and I wasn't all over the internet this weekend, so I don't know what you're talking about, but apparently... There's been something from the world of music that will change our lives.
Yeah, this happened actually last week, late in the week, and every show had some fun with it. And you are typically, you have your finger on the pulse of what's happening.
Yes,
hey,
I do.
Hey.
I am the Rona Barrett, you have called me, of our generation.
Yes.
Thank you.
And you have the same haircut as she had, which is a slam to her, not you.
You're not far off.
I know.
You're not.
So I saw this on the Washington Post, and it's been all over the place. It started late last week and throughout the weekend. Trying to figure out a song that defines your life, there was some kind of algorithm that, is it an algorithm or logarithm?
I don't know.
Or are they the same thing, or are they different? But there's some kind of thing that a tool was made, and they look up the song that was number one on the charts on your 14th birthday.
All right, help me understand that process. So they're saying, now that's, if this is true, then it would be a coincidence, but what are they saying? Are they saying that the most important part of your life musically is when you turn 14?
I can't find anywhere what the significance is, but the song that
I think they just pulled a number out at random.
It is. It's some random Twitter person who has this little thing that you punch in your birth date,
yeah,
and it'll tell you what the number one song was on your actual 14th birthday. Sometimes a random person on social media will invent a new way for us all to obsess over ourselves, and so it was that Twitter user Swank Ocean.
Oh, is this from Swank Ocean?
He invented this.
He's good.
Or she. Yeah. And the tweet
Swank Ocean's a man's name.
You think so?
Yeah. He's the brother of Billy Ocean and Frank Ocean. Swank Ocean. The parents got more creative as time went on. Billy's fine. Frank is cool. But Swank Ocean? You're not going to top that.
This is the original tweet. I've just read that apparently the song that was number one on your 14th birthday defines your life. Where she read this is unclear. It's a she. Ha ha.
I don't like it.
I don't care if you like it.
Swank Ocean, in my head, is always going to be a guy. So
perhaps she read it in a scientific journal, or she read it on a piece of paper torn from a shopping bag, but the effect is the same. We get to tweet about ourselves. Everybody's doing it. And the Washington Post runs horoscopes every day, so who are we to object, says the Washington Post.
Right.
So identifying the song that was most popular on your 14th birthday is not a trivial thing. I can plug in your birth dates, which I know.
Mm-hmm.
21st?
November 21.
Okay, and I know the year, 1949.
1963.
I know what it is.
Jasmine, I'm suing
all right.
Wendy.
So you plug in your birth date, and again, you can find this anywhere. It's been all over the place as of late last week.
You've already done this for yourself,
yeah,
right?
But oh my God, it's just so silly.
Is it accurate, though?
Well, you can tell me, but we're going to do yours now. I haven't done yours before.
All right.
So you punch in what day you were born, November 21st, 1963, and mm-hmm. then it tells you what song was number... This is so you.
I know this is going to hurt me. Whatever
it's not going to hurt you.
It's going to hurt me.
Here, let me see if I can
feel
get it.
It
on the air.
So many nights I'd sit by
You Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone,
yes,
is the song that defies my life.
Defines your life.
For someone to sing me his song.
So You Light Up My Life.
Now, I will say this.
You like this song.
No, it's not that I like this song, but do you remember I told you the story a couple of weeks ago that at my high school graduation, my friend Bob Amendola said to me, "You and I, at our graduation, should go up and sing a song." And we entertained the idea for quite a while. This was going to be the song that he and I were going to sing.
Okay, Bill, that's super weird.
That is weird. But we chose this song.
Is that Bob Amendola's backpack?
Oh, my. You know what it is?
Is it Bob?
Yeah. Huh. But we chose this song for its sugary sweetness, and we thought no one in their right mind would stop us. They would just assume we were part of the program. They would just let us sing the whole song, and we were going to do it. And then at this last minute, we chickened out.
And you were just going to rogue jump up there? It wasn't like you were part of the...
We noticed during the rehearsals for our graduation that there was a lot of downtime between the elements. So we said we should fill that downtime by going up and treating everybody to a song. And we came up with this. And now all of our friends were like, "You got to do it. Do it." But then we didn't do it. One of the biggest regrets of my life.
All right. Well, you said sugary sweet, and I imagine at 14 you were sugary sweet because you're a sweet guy.
Well, I was then, and I am now. So yes,
you're a little more hardened than then. I think
that's my to this day, Wendy. That's my favorite Debbie Boone song of all time.
Bill, that's the only Debbie Boone song.
Oh, don't say that.
She may have had another hit.
Mm-mm.
I am embarrassed to say what my song is. When I was 14 years old, the same year as Bill.
But much younger and much
older.
Earlier in the year.
February 12th, 1963. And this is really a joke because this makes me look, well, you can figure it out.
All right.
Fading that tune, Bill Love.
There are times.
Have you never been mellow by
no.
Olivia Newton-John? No?
What's on her mind?
Wait till the hook comes in. Ladies and gentlemen, this was a number one hit back in 1974.
Before I say another word.
77.
It's so much like you, Wendy, it is so gentle.
Wait till you hear what it is. I'm 14 years old. Granted, I hit puberty early.
Is this Torn Between Two Lovers?
It is.
Number one hits. We were into soft rock back then. I thought that it was going to kick in. I just need you to hear it.
This was out in 1977?
Yes, and I'm 14 years old. I did wear a bra before other girls. I had a pimple before other girls. I was the tallest girl at 14.
You don't think those three things are related, do you?
Yeah, I hit puberty before anyone else, but I was not torn between two lovers. Feeling like a fool, I was. We got pretty lame songs.
You weren't in a three-way relationship at some point in your life. You were.
It is Judy Pilak that has arrived. And,
hi, Judy.
Is that your backpack?
Is what?
I'm just wondering if that's
there's
your backpack.
There's a backpack here in the studio. Is that
yes.
one?
Yes. It is. Is that an unattended bag?
No,
yes,
but you got a phone call from Lee Van Cleef.
I told Ben I was leaving it in here when he was in here. I was just hoping my phone didn't go off.
It did go
off.
Did it? Good, the bad,
good, the bad, and the ugly?
Was it good, bad, or ugly? Because that's what the call always is.
Well, I don't know who it was, but then I called you, and it didn't ring at all.
Judy, something just occurred to me. That's not how you refer to your three children, is it?
Yes. Because it's usually good, bad, or ugly.
But one of your kids
and
is not
and by ugly,
good.
I just mean an ugly
one
situation.
One is not bad and one is not ugly.
Yeah, here's your call, Wendy.
Yeah, but we didn't hear it ring. And then when Jasmine said there's a knife in that backpack, the first thing we said was it's Judy's.
Wait, haven't you ever seen this knife?
Is this a wedding gift or something?
It's my wedding knife.
I mentioned,
it has my blessed wedding day on it.
I win.
We use it for all the cakes here.
I don't want to discuss your age on the air, but have you done the song at
57?
Okay, so then give me your birthday.
I mean, look at me. I love saying I'm 57.
Yeah, you look good at any age, but
all right,
when you hear 57.
So when's your birthday?
November 1st, All Saints Day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What year?
1960.
Huh. All right. I'm going to tell you, do you know what the number one song was when you were 14 years of age? The song that is supposed to define your life? Has anybody done this for you?
I'm going to say, I Learned the Truth at 17, that one.
Oh, that's a beautiful song, Judy.
No, that was later.
All right.
When I was how old? 14?
Yeah, evidently.
So Judy Collins?
I'm going to say Me and Mrs. Jones, my favorite all-time song.
Oh.
All right, but this is a song that defines you, when the number one song when you're 14 years of age. Bill's was Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life.
I could totally see that.
Mine was Torn Between Two Lovers, and I did hit puberty early, but I was not involved with
Wendy.
What's mine?
Come on.
Well, this, if you were born on November 1st, 1960.
Yes.
This is the number one song that defines your life, and
wow.
I'm always dancing like this wherever I am.
A little Stevie Wonder.
Okay,
little Stevie
this
Wonder.
Does define my life, I'm telling you.
Is this superstition?
No.
It's not?
No, it is called... Hang on.
Boy, he ripped himself off then.
You haven't done nothing.
And I think it's superstitious.
Yeah.
You Haven't Done Nothing is the name of this. This is an awesome tune. You Haven't Done Nothing at 14.
That's everyone else around me.
It's the same superstition.
It's the same chorus.
The whole vibe,
exactly.
Though. The whole vibe is me.
Yeah.
I mean, I still dress like it's 1960. What would that have been? No, that
well, this was 1974.
Yeah. I don't know
this
if I've ever
even
heard
a song.
This song.
Yeah, I don't. That's not fair.
It was number one. Totally, you've heard it. I don't remember any of the words, but the horns and everything. Huh. It's not too cool to be ridiculed. This does have you kind of written all over.
Kind of. I'm going to go. What's it called?
It's called You Haven't Done Nothing by Stevie Wonder.
It's called I Just Sold Another Version of Superstition.
Whatever, if you're ripping yourself off.
I really thought
off,
it was superstition. It's
the chord progression
cool
is exactly
that.
The same.
Yeah.
And Wendy, I think I can explain the reason that yours is Torn Between Two Lovers.
Oh, please do.
Didn't you, like right after high school graduation, date Chang'anang Bunker for a little while? I'm pretty sure I've seen pictures of you with Chang'anang Bunker at a county fair.
It was called the Chang'anang Sandwich.
You Light Up My Life, Bill. You know that? You really do.
Thank you. Chang sandwich. Hold the ang.
But extra Chang. Boy, it's a shame this is our last stream for a while.
An ang salad sandwich.
You guys need fuel.
Yes.
For your next one.
Jasmine, what is your birthday? I want to know, are you above 14?
Oh.
I look mine's up. It's actually Baby Boy by Beyonce.
Oh.
All right, but we need to hear it.
Beyonce song? Man, wow. How young are you?
Yeah.
Very young.
You got to play it then.
Let me see. Hold on.
Because I don't, I gotta see.
What was Beyonce like 14 when she recorded it?
I know. How could it be?
These don't sound like Beyonce.
I always like when performers put their own name in their songs. Always
maybe she's on the song. With
always her. Impressed. She
whoever
is.
Whoever this is.
She is. Beyonce's been around for that long.
I'm going to call this Bad Beyonce.
Yeah, I don't even know what this
bad
is.
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
You can always look up your loved ones. All right, that's enough. Beyonce. I don't know. I don't know what the kids are saying.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up Jimmy Max, my husband. This cracks me up. And then you can look up your significant others if you'd like to.
What are Chang and Ang Bunkers, Wendy? They were born on the same day.
This is Jimmy Max, which is nothing. That would be him. He was in his mom's basement playing with action figures. Yeah.
You thought he was playing with action figures. Mm-hmm. What he was doing was dancing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He's having dance parties with the disco light.
Billie Jean. Yeah, he's a little younger than us.
I've seen him moonwalk across the Chicago Bridge on more than one occasion. It's always awkward to watch him do that, but he loves it.
I gotta tell you, I miss Michael Jackson a lot.
Not me so much.
Not that much, no.
I love the Jackson 5. I didn't particularly like Michael Jackson alone.
I'm a big Tito fan.
I love Tito.
Tito's the best.
Yeah, but I don't know
underrated.
Why the 14 years of age defines your whole life.
They just picked it at random.
Yeah, somebody...
There's no rhyme or reason to it whatsoever.
No, somebody on Twitter. I told you who it was. It was somebody Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And Billy?
No.
Or Swank.
Frank. Swank Ocean.
And it was just some
deep
person
ocean,
that decided to do it.
Indian Ocean. All right, we must take a break. We must. We don't want to. We must.
I'm surprised
we'll take a break.
You're here, though.
Here are my headlines.
Oh, you got them on
phone.
Your phone?
I was able to go into Orion's old office and use NewsBoss because I came here in the newsroom. I wish I hadn't come.
Did you see the newsroom? Seriously?
It's so,
go
it's in there. So
go
depressing.
In there. It looks like a bomb hit it.
It does. And it's just empty and...
Stuff's knocked over. Yeah. It's a mess.
Well, Judy Pilak just let it be known that she walked back here to do our stream news at 12:30. She didn't have to.
She didn't have to.
I didn't have to.
No.
But it's the last one for a couple of weeks. We're going on hiatus.
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
All right. Thanks, Judy.
We'll take a break.
Your level of dedication.
Because I'm not superstitious. going with that one.
Your level of dedication is unparalleled. There, I said it. All right, we'll take a quick break. And
like, I haven't
Judy
heard that before.
Pilak will give you the news. She doesn't have to. She wants to. It's Bill and Wendy at WGN.
Those are the headlines. Oops.
Oh. Lee Van Cleef on line one.
It's hot. I've got to get this.
All right, go ahead, Judy.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
I thought she was doing it herself.
No.
I'm not kidding.
It just worked out that way.
God, timing is everything in this business.
Yep.
It's okay.
Oh, it's okay.
Can I talk down the microphone while I talk to you?
Really? I mean, does she know we're in the middle of our last show and she's ruining
Judy,
it?
Judy, this is a special show.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right.
No, she wasn't talking to you. She was talking to Todd.
I thought I put the thing on. Sorry. So I would classify that as good. It was a good call. It was Todd.
Yeah.
Our boss?
Our boss obviously wants to talk to
you. All right. Well, I have some funny news. Can I share some funny news with
Please,
you?
Please, Wendy. There's never been a time where we could use funny news more than this moment. What is it?
All right. Well, you know, this is the time that kids are graduating from high school. I got to tell you, it's pretty cute to see on Facebook because I was there last year. When your kid graduates from high school, you post a picture and then usually it's prom pictures as well. I'm seeing a plethora of those. So it's graduating season, let me just say.
Mm-hmm.
And a valedictorian graduating from a high school in Kentucky was up at the podium and speaking and mentioned this inspirational quote from President Donald Trump. So here's what's going on. Ben Bowling is the valedictorian and It's like, don't just get involved. Fight for your seat at the table. Better yet, fight for a seat at the head of the table.
Mm-hmm.
And he cited Donald Trump as the source, and the crowd cheered like crazy. Yay, awesome! This is a place, a county in Kentucky, where Trump won 79.9% of the vote in 2016.
Yeah.
So everybody's like going nuts. Awesome, that's our president. And then the kid goes, I'm kidding. That was Barack Obama who said that. And many of the cheers stopped. Some laughed. Some clapped. And
there's an audible boo.
There was at least one loud boo that could be heard. And
these are high school students.
This is a kid. Yeah,
it's high school students and their families. So it's really funny to see, you know, a percentage of the people applauding because they think it's Donald Trump, and then they get confused because they've been fooled.
But it was kind of, I mean, I think it's funny and prankish.
Oh, it's great.
Well, you think it's great because you like pranks. I don't. And I, you know, this is going to be a memorable moment. And in a way, weird way, he tarnished it a little bit.
Do you think he did?
A little bit.
No, I don't think he did.
I love him for what he did.
It was a brave move. And he even wrote it off as, so he goes, what are you going to do? It's Kentucky. Like, he even, at the end, he goes, come on.
He said, I just thought it was a really good quote. Most people wouldn't like it if I used it, so I thought I'd use Donald Trump's name at Southeastern Kentucky after all.
How about that part of it? He's the valedictorian.
Yeah, he is.
Consider this. It's,
but think about it.
Kentucky.
That's, I mean, I think it's kind of funny, but this, I don't know. I guess I'm conservative in some of my ways, because it's like, if 79.9% of the audience voted for Donald Trump, I don't know. You got to work the room, don't you?
I don't know. You should be speaking to your peers,
right,
the students,
right,
not the parents. You
true
should be telling your student.
But
yeah,
you don't know that all the students are for.
Right. No. And I, yeah. And obviously it was so much not about the quote as it was just about the name Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Barack Obama.
But listen, I would have clapped for anything a kid said up there, honestly, even if I didn't know who said it.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I'd be like, all right, that sounds inspirational.
Right. And then if you feel like, oh, it was Obama, okay, but you don't boo.
No, there was only one
so
that they could hear.
Yeah.
Okay.
But still, it's a little prankster who pulled it off, and he's proud of himself.
But you've seen guys do, like, man-on-the-street interviews where they go, do you agree with President Trump when he says, and they'll ask some quote, and they'll go, yeah, I think that's a good idea. And they'll
I
go,
love
really?
That.
Because it's Benito Mussolini who said it, not Donald Trump. I mean,
I love that stuff, buzz. But this is a high school graduation. I just feel like it was tarnished a little bit.
Yeah.
Just by that, why was this one little comment,
he's a
right?
class valedictorian.
But I mean, it was only one. He didn't base the whole speech
on that.
It was just one little thing.
I would have
maybe
just
to say, yeah, see, guys,
right,
I mean,
do your homework.
What are you, I mean, if you like the quote,
see,
well,
now,
then
can I ask you something?
Think about what you're doing.
Because when I first saw the story, I said to myself, if I was in that kid's shoes that day, I would spend some time to analyze it and say, we just learned a very important lesson. Sometimes,
yes,
you know, absolutely.
That would have been better.
But that is what he did. He didn't. I mean, he didn't say it, but that's what he did. And so, hopefully, those people went home and said, "You know what?
They thought about it."
That was a good quote, and it was Barack Obama who said it.
Bill's right. You could have turned that into a learning moment instead of like a prank. Like, in a way, it was like, "Psych." Fooled you. I think he could have really taken that opportunity to say, you know, we hear what we want to hear. Let's do our homework. And
okay, and
you
I
know
guess
what?
That's how I'm taking it. Did you, I didn't see it, but it, was he like, psych or prank, ha? Or was he like, yeah, see? Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the video. I'm just going from the story.
I'm
going
to go that way.
The video's out there. You can find it.
I'm going to go, I'm going to think that he.
So does he say anything at the end?
No. He just,
well, then that's
he laughs because he goes, you know, essentially, wait, I fooled you all, you know.
See, and then
so he did do it that way.
There was a little bit of
that's a little flippant for a graduation. I don't know. Okay. I would have felt slighted because I don't like to be made a fool, and I would have just clapped. I wouldn't have booed, though. No. I would have just said, oh, wow, that's a great saying. Even if I thought Donald Trump said it, I still would have gone, this kid's up there talking, way to go, buddy. And then if he turned it around and said, but that's not who said it, I would have felt a fool.
Oh.
And I don't like to be made a fool.
Oh. All right. About a year ago, a little over a year ago.
Judy's giving me
I'll give you that. Now, it's true. And if he did kind of laugh like, ha-ha, then I don't like that. I took the higher ground that he was saying to his classmates.
Look at how gullible you are.
Not even that. See, I thought he was like, see? Think.
Yeah, do your research.
But
it ties in with what I'm saying, is that sometimes the most important part to us is who said it, and we'll agree
Amen.
With it.
Right.
If it's somebody we like, we'll go, yeah, that's genius. Right. But if we don't like them, then they'll go, we'll go.
Don't be a blockhead.
No, the animal that runs off the cliff.
The animal. Don't be a lemming.
Don't be a lemming.
Don't be a lemming.
Right.
I love
Stop
Jack Lemming. He was really funny in Some Like It Hot.
He wasn't that funny.
Jack Lemmon?
Oh, Lemon. I thought you meant lemming.
No. About a year and a half ago, I noticed that a day didn't go by. If you were on the internet, there was a phrase that they would use, and it was, somebody is rocking something. There'd be a picture of somebody, and they'd go, they're rocking this, or they're rocking that. And I go, when did this happen? How did every
You're rocking
day...
rocking that hat.
That's been going on forever.
I know.
Well,
that's
it,
an old
it
one.
Peaked like about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Longer ago or shorter ago?
Way longer ago.
Longer ago? All right.
It just started bugging you then.
Now there's a new one.
Oh, really?
Every day you're on the internet, somebody is shading somebody else, meaning they're saying something bad or they're thinking something bad
about
somebody.
They're throwing shade.
Right. But that, like, find that a year and a half ago. That wasn't anywhere. And now try to find a day where that doesn't, it's not all over the internet. So today's is Cassie David. This is the daughter of Larry David, who used to be dating Pete Davidson. She is shading Pete Davidson, it says here, in his romance with Ariana Grande. We talked about this last week, about the unlikely pairing of Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande. Now, here's the reason I bring it up. Pete Davidson, decided, even though it's a new relationship, that he's going to get two tattoos, one a logo that she uses during her show on his neck.
She wears cat ears all the time.
Yeah. So he got a logo of that on the back of his neck. I'm sure that wasn't painful. Positive.
It doesn't.
And then also her initials he got.
I'm sorry, when did they start dating?
2 weeks ago.
1 week is too soon. 2 weeks, two tattoos. That's how it goes. I was torn between two lovers. Chang and Aang.
You
should
you
see
would
one
know,
on each
where,
cheek.
Where, is that where their tattoos are located?
Where they belong. Well, got two of them.
I know this is the last show on the stream, but I'm going to have to leave early.
Don't say stream.
I have to leave
you guys
now.
Need a break. I'm just saying.
What would you be thinking now? Both
have
of
you
had
his
tattoos.
Arm?
You know what he's thinking?
He's got
old girlfriend.
Tats.
Look what I'm
but
doing.
But isn't that cruel?
He's not doing it for that. He
he's
sometimes
that stupid.
He no. He's got a lot of problems. He's got a lot of addictions. He's battling depression. I believe he has some digestive issues like Crohn's disease or something. He's not in
So he's a little bit wacky to begin with.
His dad died in 9/11. He was a firefighter who went into the building, and he was very young at the time. He's the youngest member to join SNL. You'd think I was president of his fan club.
I love him. Any other? Yeah, I mean,
he's just very.
So this
troubled.
Is why he got two tattoos.
Well,
of a
he is covered
he's
in tattoos. So, in my opinion, these tattoos is like his human Instagram, where he's telling a story of his life.
Okay, well, that does add something. That's just when you say he's covered in tattoos,
you are so easy to sway. Can
well,
I just
you
tell
know,
you? That?
I'm trying to be. I'm trying to,
don't judge people.
You know, there's two of you.
Yes.
Try to listen to two sides.
Yes.
Isn't that what the show is all about?
Yes.
Two.
The right side
two,
and
two.
Bill's side.
Yeah. Two's better than one.
Yeah.
That's what Chang and Aang said.
Well, because really, I'm being overly harsh and you're being overly sensitive. So I'm trying to come to a middle ground.
What do you care what he put on his body? Seriously.
But even if somebody...
No, but you're defending him. And I'm
yes,
saying,
I am.
What an idiot, and you're defending him. So I'm like, all right, why are you defending him? Well, okay, he's kind of...
But you have tattoos. You know that there's a thought process.
One.
All right, you have one.
I have not
two.
I would
you know
like to
You
now,
have to think about...
Let's go get one.
Like, you deliberate a
Bill
little
left.
Bit. The pros and cons of getting this.
Right.
Would you ever, on your best day, let's say you met the absolute guy of your dreams, 2 weeks
no.
later, would you go,
no.
I think I need to have this on my body for the rest
That's
of my life.
That's very unusual.
It is. It's highly
borderline
unusual.
Dumb.
And, despite
and
any-
not only that, borderline, how old is he?
24.
Oh, he is young.
But he's covered in tattoos.
Right, okay, I get that. Yeah, I'll give you that. But, I mean, come on.
You know, every tattoo means something to me.
Why did he get a tattoo of what's her name?
Yes, Cassie David.
Oh, he does have one of her.
But,
okay,
but
well,
these are... See, the problem is I don't think that some people... Not necessarily him, although he's a perfect example since he's the center of the story. I don't think they understand the permanence of some things
they
like
understand.
A tattoo.
Yes, Grandpa, they
but,
do.
But doesn't he, at some
yeah,
point...
Yeah, and you know what else,
he...
Grandpa? Oh, just get over it.
But
tattoos
I can...
are so prevalent. They're almost to the point of being, like,
but not can... having one is weird.
Like getting
prove,
a haircut.
I can prove he doesn't. he probably won't marry Ariana Grande. Do you agree with me?
Probably not.
All right. So when he does marry somebody whose initials are not AG and they have to look at that every day, don't you think that creates a little bit of a problem?
He'll get it. He'll make it into
something
else.
You can make it like, what did
into a flower.
Johnny Depp do with Winona? He turned it into wino, which was perfect.
But I mean, perfect.
Seriously, you can get tattoos removed now.
If he married Agnes Moorhead, it'd be easy because the AG is already there. So you just add NES and then Moorhead and you're done.
I love that's what he's hoping for.
Sadly, Miss Moorhead is no longer with us. Sadly, spoiler alert.
But best name ever. She was very popular with the boys.
She totally lived up to that name.
Well, now that is, you can sue Judy Pilak, not Bill or Wendy.
She's dead.
Well, yeah. Her estate.
They're not listening.
She was
they only listen
Agnes
to 10 to 10. They don't listen to the stream part.
But tattoos are so like, it's
they're
like,
nothing now.
I went to the tattoo parlor
a few weeks ago because I'm interested in getting another one.
I need one, too.
I couldn't believe how every chair was taken.
Yep.
And it was really a nice tattoo parlor. I mean, not like what
downtown?
I thought. Because I've never gone to one. I got one at my house.
Yeah.
I get a private one.
Yeah.
No, it was in the suburbs. But yeah, I can't believe they're just so... They're like,
they're
it's like a spa.
They're not back alley anymore.
No, it's a spa.
Right.
I want two more, so I'll go with you.
All right. You're getting a... You want tree, huh? I just want two. I know what I want, so it's just a matter of where. It's a matter of where I want it.
I already know
right. I know what I want. I thought about it.
Would you be comfortable if we let the 10th caller decide where you get the tattoo? Is that okay?
Absolutely. Let's go for it.
10th caller right now gets to decide.
Because she won't play along.
I might.
No, Judy has conviction.
Well, I have to. You know, I'll tell you what it is. It's the W from Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
So
You've mentioned that before.
I want it on my wrist.
That won't get old in 10 years. I'm kidding.
It'll never get old. It'll never get old for me.
I are a Wonder Woman.
I think that's a good one for you.
Yeah, it means something to me.
Yep.
I have a personal, tie to it.
Achievement.
Anyway, I want to get it on my wrist, the inside of my wrist here, but I'm hesitating because it's so out
there. It's pretty prevalent. People will see it on a daily basis.
Right.
But you want to see it. I got one on my ankle. I can't see it. I'm bummed. I want one I can see.
That's funny, and the other place would be my ankle, but I'm just, everyone gets it on
You know what,
ankle.
Jude, when I got the rattlesnake on my face, I said to myself.
I know, but it looks good, the way it twines around your nose and around your eyes.
But still, I get the weirdest stares.
I don't know why.
People are always looking funny at me.
It does seem that he went a little tattoo crazy quickly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but I mean, who does it hurt?
I guess, I think
everyone's going to be tatted up. Like the next century, everyone's going to be. I feel like it's like the Hunger Games.
Yes.
Everyone's going to be tatted up with weird hair and just.
Yeah. I don't.
I do. I always feel like movies predict where we're going.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, when people first got tattoos, like in the 70s, you know, people coming home from Vietnam and everybody, a lot of military people
got
tattoos.
You get a hula girl or mom.
Yeah.
Those are the good ones.
By the way, my dad had the eagle.
Oh,
from the
nice.
Army,
yeah.
And
very
it's
nice.
Almost, you can't even see it.
It faded away?
Yeah, so.
Did he have a Cracker Jack one or a real one?
A real one.
Oh, he did?
It used to be real prevalent, and now it's just the age. It's
fades.
He would never want me to tell you how old he is. So, yeah. I mean, but we're talking a lot of years.
Stanley, you know.
Yeah, Stanley. He was 17 when he got the tattoo.
Wow.
And a lot of kids did that, and all I'm saying is back then, a tattoo removal surgery or laser was unheard of. So now it's like people do things and change their mind. People get those giant gauges. You were obsessed with those for a while.
That's crazy.
You cannot. I mean, you can try, but they don't.
Well, no, you have to get it stitched up. It's plastic surgery to get them stitched up. But again, there's always a solution to something, which is fine.
There was a guy at Toys R Us, Jude, that had these gauges in his ears. You could fling a frisbee through his ear if you wanted to, and then you got it for free, which was what a great promotional tactic.
You should have thrown milk duds through it.
You wonder why
Does this hurt? But I never saw anything like that.
That's the ugliest thing ever. I mean, I can understand people who don't like tattoos would never get one. That, I don't know anyone who's like, oh, how about that guy with the gauges?
Okay, handsome. But never. Now listen. Now think that there's somebody who has gauges right now listening to you and is truly offended by it. To him or her, That's beautiful. People would say I wear too much eye makeup, and I guess I would agree, but I like it.
What is beautiful about the gauge? I don't understand. I guess maybe you're right. Man, I don't understand. A tattoo, I can see the beauty in a tattoo. I don't understand the gauge. To make
a lot of people get their noses pierced, like in that septum area, and some have a little hoop on the side.
I can see that too. Okay. But the gauge, I want someone to explain to me what the beauty is.
Well, you can keep your keys there, which is nice. You just put a key ring in there.
I mean, when you're like, you're tired, you're like, if, instead of doing this, you could do this.
Right. You guys sound like two grandparents playing bridge.
But you know what? You don't...
You want some coffee and some root beer barrels?
I have black.
I don't understand it either.
No sugar for me anymore. I don't, I just don't get it. And you don't see that many people with them, which is why it's noticeable still.
Right.
There aren't that many people who have it. I mean, I'm not saying you don't see it, but...
Somebody came up in the studio one day and I couldn't stop.
Well, you asked a bunch of questions.
I did ask a lot of questions.
And they were cool with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that they got because they think it. They like it. They think it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, back when I had my ears pierced, this was probably the 80s, where I had like four or five all the way up my ear. And I loved it at the time. And then, you know, now I look back at pictures and go... I didn't like that so much, but at the time I thought it was really cool. And
okay,
you take them out and
they
close it up.
Look different. Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Originality.
Yeah, because like I said, I don't see a lot of people with the gauges, and especially not the really big ones.
I'm going to have Frankenstein bolts put on the sides of my neck.
I've seen people do that.
People have done that.
Yeah, there was, come on, you go online. There are people that have like devil horns
inserted. I've seen that. Good luck getting a job at the bank with that.
Well, that's not where they're going to get a job.
Or withdrawal.
Right.
Oh, my God. Chang and Aang were way more liberal than you two are.
Hey, I have a tattoo. I'm 57. I'm going to get another tattoo.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty forward-thinking.
Yes, I think so.
But good looking for somebody. Yeah, what's good for the goose is not for the gander. I don't know. I'm so bad with these colloquialisms.
I've never seen a goose with gauges in their ears, though.
Well,
Wendy.
You
that's
get them in their beak. Close enough.
We must stop.
Oh, right, is this how we're ending it?
Yeah, it has to. Judy, thank you for hanging out.
Absolutely.
We're looking forward to seeing you at the new place.
Yeah, see in a few weeks. Maybe I'll have my tattoo.
Oh. All right.
Grandma.
Close this up next.
On your way out.
Wow. You do need a break.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, a shiv with her ex-wedding cake cutter.
It's a shiv when I've got a cake knife.
Yeah.
That thing is sharp.
All right, we're taking over our last break for a while. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. This is it for just temporarily. Let it be known, because people are getting nervous.
No, we so enjoy doing this hour. There's no rules.
It is really fun.
It's so much fun, and because of the studios changing, we're moving to a new building. They're not ready in the new building yet, so we can't do this part of the show for the next couple of weeks, but we will come back.
100% for sure, because this is really a load of fun, just an added bonus for what we do on 720.
Mm-hmm.
Been fun working with you, Bill. Enjoy your hiatus.
Thank you. Enjoy your hiatus. Tell Chang and Aang I said hello.
We're not on speaking terms anymore.
No?
Mm-mm.
A rift?
Mm-hmm.
I hate to hear that. I hope everything gets cleared up. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening, not just today, but the past several months. And like Wendy has said, we believe this will be a two-week hiatus, and then we'll be back, and everything will be normal again in a couple of weeks.
And maybe less. I'm hoping less.
Yeah,
but
that would
I don't
be nice.
Know.
All right, thanks, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.